Country Pop FM.
The slide whistle has been reinstated for the first time since the start of the pandemic. It was not deemed essential by the governor in the early goings. So we, of course, are loosening some of the restrictions here. I did blow it with a mask, though. So I did have the mask on as I blew and played the slide whistle here today. So there you go. It is Bob Almanac here today. What is it? It's Wednesday already. I want to invite you out for the All Request Lunch Hour live at the VFW in Bloomington, Everett McClay Post. I've been having usually a sandwich and then the onion rings, but I'm going Asian, a little Asian persuasion. I'm going to go with the fried rice. Ooh. I'm going to try it.
Chicken fried rice?
I've heard good things. So August 26th, 239th day of the year, 127 full days left to go. You know that Michelangelo guy was pretty talented.
Yeah, he had skills.
The guy, can you just imagine when he was like in first grade what his clay sculptures and clay figures and finger paints looked like?
A lot different than mine.
So Michelangelo commissioned, the guy could paint and he was a sculptor too. I mean, he was a triple threat. I think he could also dance.
Hammer and paint.
Michelangelo was commissioned to make the Pietà on this date. That, of course, is the famous sculpture where the Virgin Mary has Jesus in her lap. That was this date, 1498. 1873, we heard about kindergarten for the first time. The first public school kindergarten in the United States authorized by the school board in St. Louis, in a suburb of St. Louis. Susan Blow was the first ever kindergarten teacher. You know what they teach in kindergarten now? They teach math. And they teach how to read now. And I went to kindergarten. It was playing in the sandbox and learning how to tie your shoe and tell time.
Right.
But they've advanced now. I'm sure in 10, 20, 30 years, they'll be doing advanced algebra.
Right.
A plus B squared equals C squared in kindergarten. No,
I could count to 100 in kindergarten. There was very few of us who could do that.
Wow. What happened after that?
That's as far as I go.
1920, this date. This is historic. Because this is the date that the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was adopted. The amendment granted and guaranteed women the right to vote. It's hard to believe when you think about it. It wasn't until 20 years into the 20th century until women could vote nationally, U.S. Constitution and the 19th Amendment. That is pretty amazing. That was the suffrage movement. The suffragists and the suffrage movement.
It was a long time coming.
Susan.
Should have happened earlier.
Exactly. Probably. So that was the state 1920. 1939, first Major League Baseball games are shown on television. It's a doubleheader, the Reds and the Dodgers. That's early TV.
Yeah, it is.
Not many homes had. 39. I bet you their ratings were pretty low. They didn't have very good share.
No.
Actually, it would be a share. Rating is the number of homes. Share would be the percentage of homes that have TVs and their TVs are on. Share probably was pretty good. A lot of people were checking it out.
Yeah.
But, you know, the five people in Cincinnati that had televisions were watching it in 1939. 1946, Norma Jean Baker. We learned to know her as Marilyn Monroe. She signed a contract with 20th Century Fox. That was 1946. That was the start of her career. She looked very different. If you see some of those early publicity photos of Norma Jean Baker, it's hard to tell that that's Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh.
Different colored hair.
Oh, I'll have to
check it out.
Research.
Check it out. A keen eye like you probably can see it, but you know, if you just kind of glance, you go, it doesn't look like Marilyn Monroe. Looks more like Joni Cunningham, actually. 1957, Ford Motor Company unveiled something.
Edsel. The car that is already making automotive history for Ford Motor Company. A new and different car in every respect, yet with a classical element of conservatism in its styling.
It was different, all right. The Edsel.
A little too different,
1957, evidently. 1957, people didn't take to the difference
differentness.
And
it was ahead of its time.
It was unique. It was ahead of its time. That's what they keep saying.
Yeah.
That's a nice way of saying, you're
it
not
was
that
a clunker.
Kind of, yeah, it was a clunker.
Right.
It was ahead of its time. Yeah. In 57, the Soviet Union. Now, I tell you what, the Cold War really heated up on this day in 57 because the USSR, the Soviet Union, claimed that it had successfully tested an intercontinental ballistic missile. That means that they were capable of an attack on North America. Of course, we had missiles already, but in Europe, pointed at the USSR. Now, they had one that they could fire at us, so then we had to counter, and the arms race was on.
It was trying touch-and-go times, for sure.
57. Now in 59.
A new baby in a famous family, and important because it's so small, the British Motor Corporation's Mini Miner. The 850cc engine is mounted across the car in both versions of this newcomer. In fact, there's hardly any difference between Morris and Austin Minis.
You may know them now as the Mini Cooper.
Oh,
they
yes.
They have the Countryman and the Clubman. They've expanded a little bit, and they've come up with some bigger vehicles. Have you ever ridden in one of those Mini Coopers? You had a friend, Rocker,
yes,
had one, who was a big guy. He's bigger than both you and I.
Yes.
And he rode in one of those and drove it regularly.
It seemed weird to see that car pull up and then this mountain of a man get out.
But they did. My wife had one. She had a purple one, and I drove it for a summer. And it was for a car that small. They found a way to give us enough room for big people to be in there.
And drove one, I think, too.
What car hasn't he driven?
Right.
He's owned every single car.
He brings a different one
every
week.
There's a different one in our parking lot when he's here prepping for that big Saturday show, by the way, is very popular.
Oh, very
people
popular.
Love John Engen on Saturday mornings. Don't miss it.
Absolutely.
Here on Bob FM. And I credit the movie Italian Job for the success that the Mini Cooper has had here in the United States.
They had to refurbish theirs a little bit.
Well, yeah, they had to bolster the suspension because they were putting all those gold bars in there.
But yeah, they were a big part of the movie.
1962.
Craig to the south. Here's the pitch. A swing, and there's a pop-up. Vic Power in foul territory goes for the dugout. He's waiting. He has it. No hit, no run game. A no hit, no run game for Jack Kralik.
Ray Scott on the call, 1962. The Twins, in just their second season of existence, they have a no hitter under their belts.
The unmistakable Ray Scott. There.
And I think the Washington Senators, in their entire existence before they moved here, may have had two. Big Train had at least one, and there must have been another one in there.
Yeah.
And the Twins have had a few ever since. Of course, Kenta Maeda almost had one.
Gosh, she was close.
A week or two ago. So that was in 62. Some Twins history. This date, 1983. You know I was rushing off to the theaters.
Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Welcome to our movie, eh? Okay, our topic is movies.
It's the difference between TV and movies, eh?
Strange Brew was released in theaters on this date. Bob and Doug McKenzie on the big screen. Who thought that was going to happen?
Yeah.
They were taking the world by storm.
Yes, they were.
There was no bigger duo in 1983 than Bob and Doug McKenzie. Strange Brew, of course, they had you remember their dog, Hose Head?
Oh, yeah.
They would just pour beer right into the dog dish.
Right.
The old Hose Head. And I think he could fly. I'm not mistaken.
You could.
1987, Sonny Bono.
I'm running for mayor because I think this city needs somebody who's honest and who can lead it and who shoots from the hip. And
please.
So Sonny Bono saying he's going to run for mayor. The city also needs somebody who's seen Cher without her wig. That's
right.
Sonny Bono.
And he won.
And he won. Something about his sign at his restaurant. They wouldn't allow his sign to be big and tall, so he ran for mayor, and he won Palm Springs back in 87. He eventually became a congressman. So that was the start of quite a political career.
Yeah, he did well.
For Sonny Bono.
You really don't remember.
Oh, we remember Laura Branigan.
Oh, yes.
Fabulous voice, and sadly, this date in 2004, 16 years ago, she passed away, brain aneurysm in her sleep.
Oh, jeez.
At
she
only 47, she could still be performing her hits
for sure
at venues and state fairs still today, but sadly, in 2004. And then it was 7 years ago, Liberia, country that was ravaged by civil war for years and years and years. The University of Liberia opened this state in 2013. They had 25,000 applicants. All 25,000 applicants failed their entrance exam.
What?
To get into the university. They might want to check out on how hard that entrance exam.
Evidently.
The expectations of their students a little bit higher.
That must have been like the test to get on Jeopardy.
That was 2013.
Yeah.
Birthdays now. Here's a basketball guy named Tommy Heinsohn.
Believe me, this is going to happen during a regular season, and this is absolutely NBA. It's stupid.
He was a very outspoken broadcaster, especially on the local broadcast. I know him from the old CBS broadcast. He'd work with Dick Stockton or some other CBS guy. And then, of course, he's a player. He's a coach. Basically, he's done everything in basketball.
Didn't he do Miller Lite commercials?
He was part of those, too. Yeah. Tommy Heinsohn, 86 today. You know, it's the slogan was, the NBA, it's fantastic. So he goes, the NBA, it's stupid. It's good stuff.
That is good
stuff. That's 86 for Tommy Heinsohn.
Build it up, and now it's solid.
Not a song that we sing about your sump pump, Neil.
No.
Did you ever get that fixed?
Hits or misses. Yeah, it's running.
That's what we've got. Oh.
And those brownies you made, those were solid as a rock.
Yeah, you could chip a tooth.
So Valerie Simpson, Ashford and Simpson, 74. Love the flower girl.
I sure do.
So Bob Cousill of the Cousills, 71 today. Do you know what TV family was based on the Cousills?
I would suggest the Partridge Family.
The Munsters.
Oh, what?
You missed it.
Oh,
so happy
close.
Birthday, Bob Cousill, one of the Hanson brothers.
What are you guys doing?
Putting on the foil every game.
Yeah, you want some?
Yeah, he was one of the Hanson brothers from Slapshot, Minnesotan from Virginia, Steve Carlson.
Yes.
You had Steve Carlson, you had Jeff Carlson, you had Dave Hanson. Now, Jack Carlson was supposed to be in the movie, but he got called up to the North Stars.
Yeah.
And ended up
brothers.
Playing. So his brothers
were in it.
Right. Steve and Jeff Carlson were the Carlson. They were the Carlson brothers. But then I don't know if they were going to be the Carlson brothers in the movie. And then Dave Hanson came in and said, you know what, that actually sounds better. Let's have it be the Hanson brothers.
Yes.
With their glasses and the whole thing. And they're still making appearances today.
Yeah.
They have turned that into a lifelong thing.
I got to know Jack pretty good and heard stories about the movie. It was pretty funny.
Jack could fight.
Jack was a fighter.
Steve Carlson, one of the Hanson brothers from Virginia, 65.
Yeah. And I went back to the guys in the group and I said, funny thing. You know, funny thing happened. Jay Leno called and said, you know, he wanted us to be the band in tonight's show. He said, what'd you say? I said, I told him no. And he said, are you crazy? Tell him yes! Call him back and tell him yes!
Branford Marcellus, he was the first band leader of the Jay Leno Tonight Show. He basically became Doc. He was the Doc Severinsen for Jay Leno. Branford Marcellus.
Did a nice job.
Yeah, he's a good musician. Could really play a mean saxophone.
Right on.
He's 60 today. You may know guitarist Jimmy Olander.
Sure.
Play a little banjo. A lot of the string instruments for Diamond Rio. You know, he was born here.
Yes, I think I did hear that. Yep.
Is he the one wearing the Bob shirt, or is that somebody else from Diamond Rio in their Diamond Rio book? Jimmy Olander, they just call him Jimmy O, as that only makes sense.
It does.
For a nickname. He's 59. He was Corky.
Take a hike, Becca.
Remember the show Life Goes On, Billy Burke?
I do remember it.
He had Down syndrome, and he had his own show. It was just a great story.
Take a hike, Becca.
And he just told Becca to take a hike.
Yes, he did.
Chris Burke is 55. I find Melissa McCarthy very funny.
I really appreciate what you do for this country, and I respect the hell out of you.
That's great. Not an air marshal. I'm going to take a nap.
Awesome.
Cool.
I'll take the first watch.
I'm not an air marshal. You don't need to take a watch.
Okay.
She was Molly from Mike and Molly, and there she is in Bridesmaids as well.
Very funny movie.
She had some steam coming from her undercarriage at one point in time later on in that scene. And that's her real husband, who was playing the air marshal in Bridesmaids.
Okay.
Melissa McCarthy is 50. Who didn't fall in love with Macaulay Culkin? Right?
Well, you had to from Home Alone.
Yeah, here he is.
Seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
He had to take care of himself because his parents did not win the Parent of the Year award.
No, they
parents
they,
of the year. Very forgetful.
Messed that up. Yeah.
So he's 40, Macaulay Culkin, and Chris Pine, 40 today, he had the unenviable task of playing the new Captain Kirk. He did it pretty well. Yeah, and of course, he's also in the Wonder Woman movies.
Yes.
I'm one of the good guys, and those are the bad guys.
What?
The Germans. Come on, we need to get out of here.
The Germans?
Yeah, they're the Germans, Diana Prince. Oh, you're going to be able to defeat him. Yeah, Steve Trevor. He's Steve Trevor in the new Wonder Woman as well. So that's another iconic role for Chris Pine, whose father was Robert Pine, Sergeant Cotrer from Chips.
Uh-huh.
A little trivia there for you. He's in the new Wonder Woman 1984, which eventually is going to come out. Looks pretty good. You're going to want to see it, Neil.
Yes.
And our rapper of the day today is Big Krit. Big K-R-I-T. 34. Crit.
Okay. All right. Not familiar with him.
It stands for something, and I'd have to look it up.
Right. But who has the time? Gone, but not forgotten today, inventor Dr. Lee DeForest. He is known as the father of radio. He's in the National Inventors Hall of Fame, a key role. There was more than just Marconi to get the radio going.
And so Dr. was he Lee also DeForest. The father of Calvin DeForest? Calvert DeForest, the funny man
from Letterman?
Yeah, exactly. Larry Bud Melman?
Yes. Could be. We'll have to check the records. 1870.
What about DeForest Kelly? Is there any relation to him?
Well, again, a question.
Dr. Bones.
Best left unanswered. The guy who gave us the oral polio vaccine. Very important in our history. Dr. Albert Bruce Sabin, born on this day, 1906. This guy was in tons of westerns and shows of all movies. He did them all. Dallas, he was in that show. And a big Jim Davis.
He was JR's dad, and he's going to put JR in his place.
We're family, JR. Like it or not, your marriage is a business of everyone in this family.
I want to talk to JR alone.
Not enough people put JR in his place,
but
Jock Ewing had the ability and the strength and the wherewithal.
And the voice.
Well,
the unmistakable Jim Davis, born on this day, 1909. What about Mother Teresa? A religious leader, Nobel Peace Prize winner. Mother is it Teresa or Teresa? How would you say?
It depends on where you live.
1910. Roddy Graham and in a ton of shows, including the Hudson Brothers show. Who remembers that variety show? 1919. Then we got to scroll down a little further. Geraldine Ferraro.
Ladies and gentlemen of the convention, my name is Geraldine Ferraro.
And you know what? I think a lot of the people at the convention in 84 probably knew her name, but she just wanted to make sure.
Yes, this is who I am.
First,
and she would come alongside Walter Mondale as the first female vice presidential nominee. It didn't work out.
On a major ticket.
Probably should be said. It didn't work out too well for her
Walt. They got boat raced by Reagan Bush.
They
did their best.
1935 for Geraldine Ferraro. And you remember Michael Jeter?
Well, Herman, I guess you know a little bit about football, huh?
No. But I've been to some games. I'm starting to pick up the lingo.
Good.
Well, he didn't know anything about industrial arts either, and he taught that last year. Now he can screw bolts and stain wood like crazy.
He was a perfect assistant coach for Burt Reynolds in Evening Shade.
Yes.
A show I need to watch. I never watched it. I've only seen bits and clips here or there, but that might be a binge show I need to watch because it was the return of episodic television for Mary Lou Henner.
Yes.
That was key.
Yeah, it was very, very key. And, of course, he starred in The Green Mile, really put him on the map as well. He was quite good in that. 1952, we lost him way too early. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Credited with bringing back the wishbone option. The wishbone, I think it was actually more of a veer option to back to Evening Shade.
Sure.
Burt Reynolds didn't want to do that. He wanted to run the spread.
Sometimes you got to pound the ball.
Exactly. Oh, your staff forgot about Leon Redbone, but he just passed away, so I'm going to give him a pass here.
This does for you, for being on the job and working hard all day. So here's to you.
I think you recognize that voice.
Oh, very much so.
Pretty unique.
Very unique.
Passed away in 2019, so your staff must have missed that.
For all you do.
They'll still be reprimanded. Leon Redbone, what year was he born?
1949.
And now they're all gone but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon, a long stretch of music that seems to go on for days, but it's only, you know, up until just before 10 o'clock.
Sure.
And it's a good way also to start our no-repeat workday with Toby Keith, As Good As I Once Was. Dave, that's my favorite part of that song. Yeah. Dave, get over here, Dave. Alabama, Roll On 18-Wheeler, George Strait, Blue Clear Sky.
Yeah, we'll go Toby Keith.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1, Albany St. Cloud.